now is just coming up to 11:30 on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. Now we're joined in the studio. It is the book club for November. Can't believe how quickly this year has gone. And we're joined by Sylvia Kent and Kate Wilkie. Sylvia contributes to national, regional magazines and online journals. Don't forget she's got 10 books, nearly 11 books out at the moment. And her last book, Barking and Dagenham from Old Photographs, is selling well. She has an extremely busy blog as well with over 2,000 articles. Is it 2,000 or 3,000?
Oh, I can't remember now.
Thousands. Yeah, thousands on her blog, which you'll give a mention to as well. And we're also joined in the studio by our other guest, Katie, who is the new curator of the Katie Museum, which is on 74 High Street, Billericay. So good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Oh, see, it does sound like Charlie's Angels, if you remember that, doesn't it?
I'm trying to think of the old chap that used to control them. What was
it?
It
was called Bosley. You won't remember this, Katie. Katie's gone, I've got no
she
idea.
She wasn't born then.
No. Neither were we. We must have seen on a rerun.
Oh, no, I remember it well.
We won't say no more about it. So it's lovely to see you, Sylvia. I can't believe how quickly the year's gone. Yes. Every month Sylvia comes in with a guest, and you also talk about the book club and the books you've been reading. Yes. So first of all, you're going to talk about the Billericay Readers Group.
Yes. I always start off by saying how grateful we are to the library system. We love libraries, my favourite place. And they get the books for us every month. And we are now 20 members, which is rather a lot for a book club.
Yeah.
And we all squash in and make a lot of noise. And we can see the annoyed looks on some of the other readers.
Yeah.
But it's good fun. Yeah. And with groups, you get to know them, and again, our clubs are lovely. It's a lovely, lovely afternoon out if you've got the time. So we're reading a couple of new books, but the big one at the moment is Letters to the Midwife. It's connected with Jennifer Worth's book, which is Meet the Midwife, or Call the Midwife.
Yep.
And I knew Jennifer very well. She's one of our members in London, and unfortunately, as the book was accepted for television, she died. But it went ahead, and we're very friendly with the family.
Mm.
And I'm just working on a piece about the granddaughter who had one of those old-fashioned bicycles popped on her shoulder, you know, a tattoo on her shoulder, and I'm popping that on the website. So doing that, reading that, we've got lots of other books coming up, but we're coming up to Christmas, so it's more, you know, we're sort of celebrating.
And how many books do you have to get through when you join a readers group? Is it usually one a month or two?
Usually one.
Yeah.
I mean, we have 645 reading groups in Essex, which amazes me, because the way they talk about us nationally is they were a load of idiots and can't read.
Yeah.
And yet you've got all these different groups, some are male groups, not many, but on the whole, lots of people reading in Essex, and we're very proud of that, and we include it in the Essex Book Festival, which is coming up on the 1st of March in the university in Chelmsford.
Yeah.
And the other thing is the Society of Women Writers, of which I'm an archivist, and we're meeting at the National Liberal Club next week. We'll raise a glass to our readers and our writers, because this is what the programme's all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, the readers are there. So, we've got the latest very successful thing is we've been organising Meet the Author groups, gatherings at different libraries around Essex, and so far we've had three. And we give a little bit of money to Marie Curie when we sell our books. It's a way of selling, for authors to sell their books.
Yeah.
Because we have no bookshop in Billericay.
Mm.
I know we do in Brentwood and Chelmsford and so on, but Billericay does not have a bookshop. But one very nice chap called Nick Henton has a bookshelf where he sells my books. So go into his shop in the High Street in Billericay, and you'll find most of my 10 books that are on sale, with a little bit going to Marie Curie. we're here today really to talk about Katie's books, the books she has on her shelves in the museum.
So Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
This is your first time on the radio?
Yes.
Katie, you're a new curator at the Katie Museum, which is 74 on the High Street in Billericay. How did you get involved?
Well, my dad was connected to one of the trustees at the time, so I was looking for a museum. I did ancient history and archaeology at university, so that's the sort of area I wanted to be in. So my dad kind of used his connections to get me into the museum, and I started out as a volunteer, continued to paid museum assistant, and then I became the curator.
Oh, wow. And that's happened quite... Is it happened quite quickly?
Yeah, I started around 2012 or 2013.
Yeah.
So it's been quite a quick progression.
So you know the place inside out?
Well, some of the places more so than others.
Can I just ask you, talking, because I would have loved... When you talk about archaeology, I would be rubbish, I know. But have you ever been... What sort of sites did you go out to? Did you actually go out on sort of digs and things? And what did you discover?
Well, I mostly worked on the ancient history side.
Yeah.
Because my area that I concentrated on was the ancient Near East, so we didn't tend to do many digs out in Iraq and so on. So I did a post excavation week or two with Birmingham Archaeology, which are unfortunately now no longer with us. So that was quite interesting. We were cleaning certain items that came from digs. We went through a few, I think, sheep bones and from the Middle Ages, and you know, we went to various museums around the local area, some in as far away as Dudley. So it was quite a good experience, but I didn't actually do much digging, unfortunately.
I'd be no good with that little brush, to be quite honest about it, because I would get impatient. Yeah. Even when I watch sort of Time Team, I said, what are they going to uncover? And I just get a shovel in there, sort of, damage everything, I want to see what's there. So tell everybody about the Katie Museum. We know it's on the High Street in Billericay. Tell everybody a little bit about the museum.
We set up usually on a Monday to Friday, when we open 2 till 5, and on a Saturday it's 1 till 4. It was set up by Mrs. Cater, which is why it's the Cater Museum, in memory of her husband, who was an antiquarian. You know, we had a town collection to start with that was developed by the first curator, Harry Richmond. So he had his collection and then moved it to the museum. Mm. And then we started in the 60s, and then we've been carrying on, really.
As I say, the open evening in Billericay High Street, the roads are blocked off, and it's just, I think 17,000 came last year.
When is this, for Christmas?
That's on Sunday the 6th of December.
Yep.
And Katie will have her own stand in the library selling this super book. Now, she's got it in her hand, and it's... photographs of the paintings of Harry Richman, and it's a beautiful book, and I think you'd be selling about £5.
Yeah, we'll have that book and the various other books that we have in the museum, the Zeppelin and other books about Billericay High Street and everything on the stand, hopefully.
Yeah. So what can people expect when they come into the museum? If they've never been to the museum before, what can they expect?
We have the ever-popular two-headed lamb. That's the kids love it, and the adults love it because they saw it as kids, and they always come in and say, you know, where's the two-headed lamb? I last came in here 30 years ago, and I still remember it.
Yeah.
So that's an ever-popular. We've got pieces of the Zeppelin that crashed, the L-32, so we've got, you know, that's quite a popular thing.
Yeah.
It almost landed on the High Street. Luckily it didn't, and we're still here. We've got pieces of that, and we've got a Tower of London poppy, which was donated last year, I believe. So we've got a massive collection of eclectic things, archaeology items, and a lot of Victorian items.
So what are your plans for the museum?
Well, at the moment we're updating our website, or we will be soon, so I'm trying to make that into more of a social history, having articles from local historians, and got a new volunteer who wants to do videos, so maybe a combination of those two, having a video sort of documentary and then an article about that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the exhibitions that I want to put on, I'd like to have sort of cabinet of curiosities, which maybe underneath the lamb, because obviously that's the popular, and we've got other interesting and unusual items that I'd like to include in that cabinet. So it will be quite interesting, hopefully.
Tell us about the lamb.
Well, it's. I think it died at 6 weeks.
I hope so. So it's a bit lonely in there.
Yeah. Bit cold.
It's 90 years old.
Yes. So I think it died at 6 weeks. So yes. It didn't live for very long. It was born on a local farm, but it's taxidermied. It looks a bit unfortunate, but it's yes. popular. You know, people come in and you know pity it or yes. you know say how.
Oh. How and does it have a name?
No.
Shall we give it a name?
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Fantastic.
I was thinking,
competition.
Yeah, competition with the local school kids to name this lamb.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was wondering.
Not Larry.
No.
Well, yeah, no, definitely
that
not Larry.
Back
yeah.
to the 60s.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, that's what I had that idea just a couple of days ago. So. Yeah. Yeah, we have a few. I actually went to a national curriculum training day yesterday, so hopefully with the things I learnt there and with maybe a couple of new volunteers, hopefully ex-teachers, mm-hmm. if that will help, then we can expand our training and education programme. We were talking about perhaps working with the reading rooms in Billericay to put on a few workshops, but obviously we'd have to have a chat with them. Mm-hmm. But hopefully it'll be a good educational day rather than just, you know, an hour or so with a few kids in the museum.
Mm. What about how do you get the funding for the museum?
Well, we own the two shops underneath, so that we have the rent from those, and we work on donations.
Yeah.
So any donations, the previous curator did talks, so that went to the conservation donation. So hopefully once I get, you know, my feet on the ground and have everything sorted, I'll carry on doing those and we can get some more money in for donations.
So how long have you been in the job so far? Is it a couple of months or...?
Yeah, this is the second month. So I only work three days, so it's not even been a full month.
No. Well, I'm a trustee and have been for years. But one thing we do have, which no other museums have, I don't think, we have a fantastic garden at the back.
Yeah.
And that and one other across the road are the only two old gardens that exist in the high street. Once upon a time, it was huge gardens full of cherry trees. And Chris, our former person in charge, she has made that into a lovely, well, I think, Elizabethan garden, because she tried to put herbs in and then make things from those herbs. Yeah. So she was an expert on, well, she is an expert on food and costumes of the past. So
I'd love that. I'd like to, you know, I'm a foodie. I'd love to go somewhere, or you've got an event where you say, we're doing a day on Elizabethan food, and this is exactly what you would have eaten if you were obviously at the top end. Otherwise, you probably would have had not very much. Yeah. But that would be really, I'd love that. I'd be straight there.
and some of those are in the books that Katie has found on the shelves.
Yes, it's a cookery book for the middle class.
Yeah.
And It's actually quite a good source of information because they have the adverts in as well.
Yeah.
I found quite a funny one. It was a bodybuilding meal for growing children, but it was herrings.
Oh, right.
Do you like herrings?
I do like herrings.
You like kipper?
Good old pickled herrings.
Yes.
Yeah, not jelly deals. I don't like those, but pickled herrings,
No. We'll be filming, and John Farrar, who's a very, very well-known film producer, he's coming in, and he was so excited to meet Katie on Monday.
I think it's going to be a good project. Everyone's really excited, so I think that's what I'd like to include on the website and the blogs as well.
At your blog, you have a hugely successful blog. You've got loads of write-ups on different writers. You've got pictures there with Lulu and I think Joan Collins.
Yes.
So what's
Mustn't
your blog?
Name drop.
Well, I name dropped on you. I didn't meet them, but I feel as if I have because
they
I know
were lovely.
You.
All of them were lovely. Yep. And we've got this coming up in 2016. And we pop them on and we attract them. And it helps with the charities.
Yeah.
And it helps with the museum.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on in Billericay, which is a much smaller town than Brentwood. We include Brentwood because that's where I started, as you know.
Yep.
And, it's all helpful. It's this community feeling we have, isn't it?
We
want to people to certainly come to the museum and see what we have there because it's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got great resources in there as well.
And 20 years, and I'm still seeing new stuff that she's found. And we've got helpers. They come on a Monday and they work on the maps and they work on...
In the gardens, archives, everything.
The pictures are framed. We have everything there.
Well, thank you both for coming in today. It's been lovely to meet you, Katie, and I'm sure you'll be back.
Probably.
And we want to find out what that lamb's called next year.
Yes.
You can find out more. It's all the W's, catermuseum.co.uk, and that's going to be given a brand new facelift, and there's going to be videos and all sorts of things on there as well. 74 the High Street, Billericay, and also find out more about Sylvia Kent and all of her writing. She's got 10 books and counting at Sylvia Kent, and that's on Blogspot.
Thank you.
Lovely. Have a great afternoon, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.